President Biden touted the latest economic figures as very good news for the U.S. economy.
Economic growth is up, stronger than expert expected at 2.9%. Jobs are the highest in American number and the highest in American history. And wages are up, and they're growing faster than inflation. Over the past 6 months, inflation has gone down every month, and God willing, will continue to do that.
Biden summed up the essence of his message.
The Biden economic plan, because y'all is actually working. It's working. It really is.
Biden's appearance before the Steamfitters Union in Springfield, Virginia, was a welcome pivot from having to address questions about the discovery of classified documents at the offices of his former think tank, his home, and in his garage. Biden also took advantage of the opportunity to contrast what he called his economic success to radical Republican proposals.
MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives who are threatening to destroy this progress. Look, you know, this ain't your father's Republican Party. This is a different breed of cat, as they say.
One of the most radical proposals is a bill called the Fair Tax Act, which would do away with all federal taxes and the IRS. The proposal would instead substitute a 30% sales tax on everything, including food, which is now largely exempt from taxation.
National sales tax on everything from food, clothing, school supplies, housing, cars, whole deal, 30%. No, you think I'm joking? If I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it.
House Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy reportedly opposes the idea himself, but has promised Republican backers a vote on the tax, although it's not clear if he'll bring it to the floor or only allow a vote in committee. Sales taxes fall much more heavily on the poor and middle classes than the wealthy. Biden also pointed to the efforts of Republicans to make cuts to Social Security and Medicare. The bedrock programs are highly popular, especially among older Americans who rely on them and who tend to vote in higher numbers. Republicans are threatening to hold hostage the needed increase in the federal debt limit in exchange for cuts to the two popular programs.
They want to cut your Social Security and Medicare. No, this is the God's truth. It's almost unbelievable. And beyond that, they're actually threatening to have us default on the American debt, a debt that's been accumulated over 230 years, okay? And the interest on that debt, we've never, ever done that.
Biden vowed not to let Republicans destroy what he described as all the progress made since he took office with a raging pandemic and economic chaos in its wake. He'll have a chance to expand his message during next month's State of the Union address and his expected re-election announcement shortly after that. In the meantime, other Democrats like House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries are amplifying the warning about extreme Republican proposals.
The Democrats, Team Normal, delivering for everyday Americans. What are the Republicans doing? Team Extreme, the team consisting of extremists who are willing to detonate the American economy, blow up Social Security and Medicare, and impose a 30% sales tax on the hardworking people of America. You can't make this stuff up.
I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA.